I want to thank the Moss family for their support and unwavering commitment to see that the person who committed this crime was arrested.
Evans Police Chief Ernest Masullo appearing with investigators to announce the major breakthrough in this 31-month-old case. Moss was struck and killed along Route 5 in December of 2013. Chief Masullo told reporters in late 2014, early 2015, they brought in help from the state police to offer a fresh set of eyes to review this case.
So for the past 6 months, the team of investigators met continuously. They revisited all the evidence. They re-interviewed all the witnesses. They compared notes.
Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Flaherty made a pledge to renew review of the case after he took over for former DA Frank Sedita earlier this year. Sedita previously said there was not enough evidence for an indictment.
I spoke with then-DA Sedita regarding what had occurred in the grand jury. He explained to me that what was needed to get an indictment and a conviction. We agreed to disagree. As I told anyone who would listen, we felt that we had enough evidence to get this case to trial.
Balo is accused of allegedly driving intoxicated when she struck Moss and fled the scene. The former bar owner was charged on multiple felonies, including vehicular manslaughter. Also charged in this case is 55-year-old Lynn Leitner of Angola. She's accused of lying to a grand jury. But DA Flaherty told reporters at this time they can't reveal the exact new evidence that broke open the case.
One of the pieces of evidence you can glean for yourself from the second defendant contained in the indictment. And you can draw your own conclusions from that.
That was the perjury.
That's the perjury charge against Lynn Leitner. So you can run with that as you wish.
After this lengthy investigation, Chief Masullo noted this is a great accomplishment.
It means that law enforcement and throughout the border can work together. It's a great thing for the family. That's the most important thing. The family's going to get some peace of mind. It's been on their mind for over 31 months. The community, as I said before, has been on board, and it's just a good day that we're finally going to get our day in court.
Members of the Moss family appeared at the news conference late Tuesday afternoon at the Evans Town Hall. They thanked investigators for their work. Family members declined broadcast interviews, but said they were thankful and grateful for the work of law enforcement. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.